This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, you have, you know, just absolutely knocked it out of the park tonight with some amazing show prep that you brought in. And, you know, I just don't know where to start. We could start with a story that on a Saturday night would definitely wind up lighting up the phones, you know, all the way to the end of the show, but it's not a Saturday night. So I think we might save that for just a bit, but another one that you have here, and I'll just go ahead and tease. Apparently there's been a Pledge of Allegiance controversy out of Texas, of all places. We'll tell you about that later, possibly, hopefully. But let's start in Iowa.
Iowa.
Land of corn and early caucuses, and apparently now Supreme Court hearings over parking tickets.
Yeah, that one just kind of caught my eye because you don't often hear about a parking ticket making it to the way.
A speeding ticket. Sorry, not a parking ticket. But still, you generally don't hear about a traffic violation of any sort going all the way to a state Supreme Court.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. And that's what's going on. And this is over a $75 speeding ticket. This comes to us from NPR.
Which also not necessarily a site that I would expect you to go looking for show prep on.
Well, I scour the interwebs every week to try to come up with interesting stories that we can share with our listeners. And I thought this was really one of them. To be fair, I probably did not. I know I didn't go to NPR, but I use a lot of news aggregators and,
yep,
and things like that. But a dispute over a $75 speeding ticket has climbed through the levels of Iowa's court system, reaching the lofty heights of the Iowa Supreme Court for oral arguments. Marla Leaf got a speeding ticket because a camera allegedly caught her driving 68 miles per hour in a 55 zone. And
all right, I'm actually on the article right now, and they link over to a YouTube video from yesterday. It's about a two-hour video that apparently shows the Iowa Supreme Court hearing of three different cases. One of them is City of Cedar Rapids via Marla Marie Leaf, which I believe is the case here with the speeding ticket. Then there's also Myron Dennis Bam, Burton Brooks, Bobby Lee Langston, David Leon Brodsky, Jeffrey Olson, and George Tate Smith versus City of Cedar Rapids and Gatso USA Incorporated. And then State of Iowa v. Iowa District Court for Jones County.
And that would be the winner. So basically, she gets a speeding ticket. And it's taken the witness in this case is the camera. So it's not atypical for.
Did they have the camera take the stand? I should really, you know, take the time and sort of speed through this again. Two hour. Now,
yeah.
Let me just explain. I've only ever been to the New Hampshire Supreme Court as far as high level courts.
You got me beat.
And
you, Heather.
What?
Have you ever been to a state Supreme Court?
Yeah.
Have you?
Not like, I'm not as a criminal.
Well, no. Have you ever
right.
been there to
Nor
witness,
I.
witness
yeah,
proceedings
I,
and stuff like that? I never
yeah.
have done that. That's
I had
cool.
to testify, actually, as a witness in a second-degree murder trial.
At a Supreme Court level?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait a minute. That was different.
Yeah.
That was a grand jury, or whatever.
Gotcha.
So in New Hampshire, the way the state Supreme Court works is the judges have already, you know, all of the judges say, you know, like, we've already read all of the briefs and the filings. We know the full history. So just, you know, like, make your final plea. And each side has 15 minutes to make their case. And during that 15 minutes, the judges can ask them questions.
Gotcha.
So it's, you know, basically they'll start telling their thing, and they're supposed to have up to, I think, 2 or 3 minutes uninterrupted, but they can say, I'll waive it. You can start asking questions at any time. So they'll start making their statement, and then the judges will just ask for clarification on a bunch of things.
Right.
And then just like that, it's over.
Yeah.
And then the other side goes, and then like that, it's over. And I forget if it's the defense or the prosecution that goes first, but whichever party goes first, they can hold some of their time for the end.
Mm-hmm.
And
kind of a closing arguments type of thing?
Okay. Not necessarily. No, so you've got 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
You can go 5 minutes, let the other side go, and then you use the remainder of your time.
Right.
Or you can use all of your time, and then let them use all of their time, and then you don't get to say anything at the end.
Right.
So you've got 15 minutes. You can allot that, you know, whichever way you want.
Sounds like a lot of strategy to go through. I'm sure there is.
Definitely some strategy, but again, it's just very quick. Whereas this, again, a roughly 2-hour video for 3 hearings, I'm sure one of these went a little longer, so it doesn't seem as though there's necessarily those time restraints. And then the federal Supreme Court, also, they don't necessarily have the same time restraints on those hearings. So let's continue with this story. And, of course, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah. So, Marla Leaf gets a speeding ticket because a camera allegedly caught her driving 68 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone on an interstate freeway through the city of Cedar Rapids in February of 2015. It's not typical for the state's top court to hear small claims cases. But in her,
technically, this is not a small claims case.
I know. I think of small claims court, and they're obviously so, just saying small claims like it's a small amount of money.
Right, because technically a small claims case is, you know, two private individuals or, you know,
or
one,
a civil case.
Right. It's a civil thing between not governments.
Right.
You know, so it could be, you know, one business suing another business, whether that, you know, either business has, you know, publicly traded stocks. But it's not a thing where the state is one party.
Right. But in this case, it is. Well, sort of.
They
sort
might
of.
Just
we'll get into this.
They might just be using the term small claims for
I think it's a
small amount of money.
Right.
$75.
Yep. But in her case against the city of Cedar Rapids, Leaf argues that her constitutional rights and state law were violated because the city delegated police powers to the private company that maintains the speed cameras. Opponents of automated traffic enforcement may view such cameras as, quote, unduly intrusive, unfair, and simply amounting to sophisticated speed traps designed to raise funds for cash-strapped municipalities by ensnaring unsuspecting car owners in a municipal bureaucracy under the circumstances where most people find it preferable to shut up and pay rather than to scream and fight. Unquote, Leaf's attorney, James LaRue, told the justices on Wednesday.
Right, and
I have a question.
Go
ahead. Like, I was just thinking about this as you were reading the article, and it does, like, the way the article is written, it does have kind of like a biased take to where it's like, oh, it puts off the idea that, you know, the reason that we have this is all about money and it being a cash cow. And of course, yes, with the tickets and the citations and stuff like that, there's fines involved. So it is a way to generate revenue. But do you think that maybe there was good intent behind passing of certain laws that gets, like, kind of...
Well, let me try to answer this question. And And,
I will too, yeah.
That there are different ways that you can look at this. So the do-gooders that want to control everybody's life will say, we intend blah, blah, blah. But if you actually look at the number of tickets written in states where the local police get to keep a share of the revenue, they write more tickets than in places where the local police don't keep part of the revenue.
Hmm, amazing.
More on this particular case, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. We're talking about a story out of Iowa where a woman has taken a speeding ticket all the way to the Iowa Supreme Court. We'll get back into that story in just a moment. But maybe you want to help build a better financial system, not just for yourself, but for everyone. Consider joining Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It can be private. It is easy. The fees are low and transactions are fast and in some cases can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go to dash.org and find out why. We'll get back into the article from NPR here in just a moment. But first, to the phones, we've got Abel calling in. Abel, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Daryl. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, this whole speeding ticket thing is...
I'm hearing some noise coming over your line. Oh. Do you have speakers turned up somewhere?
You know what? Yes, I do. Here. There we go. Go on. So, sorry about that.
Yep, good. That's fine. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Listen, the idea that a camera and some electronics, controlled by whomever... is not my, picture of good evidence. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's just nothing there that ought to be part of, to begin with, there's so much, kind of variability in speeding, control speeding, enforcement is—it's just not a reliable
technical means of assessing someone's speed. Prone
right.
to failure, prone to the effects of weather, prone to light. I mean, because this is a camera, there's all sorts of technical reasons why I think they can be questionable. But I really look at this as a constitutional issue. I mean, we have a right which is supposedly protected by the U.S. Constitution to basically address our accusers, to challenge the evidence. And with a speeding camera, it's sort of like, well, you can't call a camera onto the stand. The camera, you could, but it won't be able to answer. But
who's the operator?
There isn't
one. It's, self-run. It's programmed. There's nobody sitting behind pressing a button to take pictures.
And I don't even care, because there isn't even a harmed party to actually have a complaint. What's his business? It's against the state. Well, the state is a fiction.
But I think it's worth exploring what you just said, where you said there is not a victim.
Right.
And if people think about that, and not everybody may think the way some of us are thinking now, but the idea is if someone is speeding and nothing bad happens, then there was no victim. No person was harmed. There is no one who was injured. There was nothing that went wrong.
I agree with that to a degree, but then
there's
the little devil on my other shoulder that's like, yeah, but if some jerk's bombing down the highway, weaving in and out of traffic, going 110 miles an hour,
right,
doesn't get into an accident, like... I still think that guy's a jerk, and
he may be a jerk.
Yeah, and I wouldn't really care if he was given a ticket, to be honest.
But did he hurt anybody? And that's
not yet. That's like saying, okay, if someone's gonna shoot and miss you, does it give him another chance?
Okay, I carry a gun every day. I carry a gun into places that people have no idea that I carry a gun. I have the means to end. Which I'm trying to think.
You
of
don't
which,
think that
hold
we
on,
should...
hold on. I'm trying to remember which gun I have on. 15 lives. I could take 15 lives.
Uh-huh.
So by your rationale, the potential is there. At any moment, I could snap and start shooting and kill 15 people.
Okay, well, if you decided to, you know, just shoot leaves on a tree in the middle of a public place and just barely, like, you know, you're being negligent or whatever, and you could potentially kill somebody, you don't think that's some type of behavior that we should kind of...
Yes.
Deal with as
the
a
behavior
society?
Is, yes.
What
the question
do?
Is what happens when
what
nothing
do?
Goes wrong? Then you outlaw
so
freedom.
So some guy goes into the middle of a crowd and starts firing his weapon just aimlessly and stuff like that. It doesn't hit anybody. You don't think that that should be something that should be dealt with?
The cops do that all the time.
Nice one, Abel.
Thank you very much. I mean, Jesus, you know, here you are. Melody, is it?
No, this is
now.
Heather.
Heather, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize. I should know you better than this after all the calls I get through. But listen, Heather, the idea is that you're setting up this guy with less than 100 IQ probably, you know, with a gun. I mean, I don't know if you saw the cop that shot the Castile guy. That guy should have never been a cop. He was frightened to death. He was probably peeing his pants. I mean, I you know, you saw this on the dash cam. It was awful. And then there's a dead guy. So don't be so, you know, happy to get somebody to the side of the road to be detained.
Man.
Because that could be a death sentence. And that's what we need to start.
Uh-huh.
You know,
but I don't like the leap there, though. I don't like the leap that, like, punishing certain behavior is a death sentence.
Of course you wouldn't like
no,
it, but
who would?
Nonetheless true.
You can, yeah, but that's, I feel like that's not the case. That's like saying, what, are we not supposed to enforce, you know, like, rape or something like that? Like,
you're comparing speeding where no one is injured to rape.
But yeah, because you have to have police officers to enforce those laws too, right? So you're basically saying there should be no police officers because they're low IQ'd guys that are going to kill people.
In this case, there isn't even a police officer. There's a camera. An inanimate object.
Okay, but I'm just saying, did he not just basically insinuate that there shouldn't be cops because they all have low IQs, so having laws and having them enforce
instead of asking us what he insinuated,
ask
Abel.
Go ahead, Abel.
Right, thank you. Now, for me, the idea that we need to go back to committees of safety, which would be the community, which would be the people that know the guy and the cop.
Local cops aren't part of the community?
In some cases, they're not. They live three towns over.
But and generally, like, can they? Not, can police not live? I mean, so you're saying that you'd rather have law enforcement live in communities. I agree with that.
Heather, no, these guys ought to, you know, the way it's all set up now, and it, you know, it's really bad now, is they don't even, you know, want there to be any, you know, connection. You know, they set themselves up.
If you want to hold them over.
Abel, I think we're losing the connection. Abel, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And if you like the show and you listen to the show as a podcast, because we're both a radio show that's broadcast on about 170 radio stations, and we have a podcast, and there are a lot of people that do listen only to the podcast,
right?
And there are a lot of people that do listen to us live on broadcast radio. But if you're one of the people that listens only to the podcast and you want more people to find the podcast, leave a rating, leave a review, whether it be iTunes, Stitcher, or any of the other different podcast aggregating things. And the more ratings and the more reviews we have, the higher up on the list that it winds up showing when people search for various things, it will potentially wind up causing more people to just stumble across Free Talk Live and the ideas of liberty.
That's the big point.
And, yes, that's really the big point.
That's why we're here.
Yes.
Yeah. It says radio's fun and all that good stuff, but it's really, it brings a real sense of accomplishment when you kind of listen to somebody talk about a subject that they've never looked at it as how does this affect me and my quote freedom,
right?
And How can I look at this and make positive changes in my life?
It's kind of like exercising, but your thought process, listening to talk
exercising
radio.
Your brain.
What I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, you're sitting there, you're getting a good workout in, listening to a couple hours of Free Talk Live. Like, where's the conversation going to go? It's a little bit of, little bit of CrossFit today with me trolling some of our callers.
We think you're trolling us. I think she's trolled herself.
I think it's important to play like contrarian and to question, you know what I mean? I think I add a little bit of value here.
I think I'm going to troll you.
Okay, go for it.
I will.
Troll away. I think John F. Kennedy said that a good leader always welcomes opposition as well as support, right? Because it's from our opposition that we learn to tweak our own position.
Did you read that on the internet? Because
no.
Abraham Lincoln said, don't believe everything you read on the internet.
I grew up on the Cape, okay? I've been to all those Kennedy museums and stuff.
We'll get back to the article that we started the show with out of Iowa, where a woman has taken a $75 speeding ticket all the way to the Iowa State Supreme Court. We'll get back into that, but first to your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. We've got Scott calling in from Massachusetts. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening, Daryl, Heather, and Chris. How are you?
Good, thank you.
What's on your mind?
Well, did you hear about the comment that Valerie Flay made today?
I just saw a headline. I haven't read any stories on it. But it was basically something insinuating that all wars were due to people of the Jewish persuasion.
Yes,
Jewish
and
religion.
I believe that.
Of course you believe that, Scott.
You're a bigot,
and you blame everything on the Jews. Thank you for the call.
What did I just miss? I just toned out, and I'm like...
Scott the bigot.
Oh, that was Scott.
Yeah, he's been a long-time caller, and he always... You know, he's a one-trick pony. Or, I guess, a one-trick lizard.
All right, here I am. I'm going to troll again, okay? Like, we don't know... Listen to the books that Scott says you... read, you know what I mean?
Mein Kampf?
Think about the stuff he reads on the internet. His whole worldview is shaped by all the stuff he's taken in, you know? This is why Free Talk Live, like I said, is like exercise, right? Because you get to hear all these different things, from the crazy to the other stuff, so you're not getting stuck in this one echo chamber with like a bunch of people chirping the same stuff at you all the time. You get like a nice little assortment of everything.
People who... or bigots and white supremacists.
Yeah, you get
it. You did say earlier, though, that talk radio is like exercise for your mind, and I might take a little bit of exception with that. Some talk radio that I've listened to is detrimental to my mind.
Yeah, see, Free Talk Live is different because anybody can call in
on any topic
and challenge whatever it is that's being talked about, you know what I mean, essentially. So Free Talk Live isn't like you're only listening to three conservatives and it's all you hear, three liberals, and that's all you hear is liberal stuff and liberals calling in, and anybody that doesn't fit that little narrative gets bumped or whatever. Like, we have everybody on here, so it's kind of like the good ideas rise to the surface, you know?
Well, I'd say the deck's a little bit stacked in favor of liberty.
You're free to listen and form your
Certainly.
Own opinion.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So let's get back into this article out of Iowa. Again, Marla Leaf got a speeding ticket in February 2015, but it wasn't a human police officer that wrote her the ticket. It was a camera not being operated by a human that wound up snapping a photo. She wound up getting a ticket in the mail. And, again, she's taken this all the way to the Iowa State Supreme Court.
Yep.
Chris, read that quote from her attorney one more time.
Sure. We're going to skip back. Opponents of automated traffic enforcements may view such cameras as, quote, unduly intrusive, unfair, and simply amounting to sophisticated speed traps designed to raise funds for cash-strapped municipalities by ensnaring unsuspected car owners in a municipal bureaucracy under the circumstances where most busy people find it preferable to shut up and pay rather than to scream and fight, Leaf's attorney James LaRue told the justices on Wednesday. He said his client refused to be silenced, refused to be stilled. Leaf's case has been joined with another that involves similar issues. At various levels of Iowa's court system over more than 2 years, Leaf has said she believes she was not speeding, especially because of slippery road conditions that day. The cameras are triggered if they record speeds of more than 12 miles over the speed limit. So that's kind of interesting, and a lot of states have laws like that. So this is a 55-mile-an-hour zone. She would have had to have been traveling 67 miles per hour.
The camera claims she was driving 68 miles per hour.
Right. Leaf's case argues that it is unlawful to give the authority to assess speeding, something it says is police work, to the private camera company, Gatso. Can the assessment of a municipal violation be done, LaRue asked, quote, by the police department appointing a friend of theirs to serve as a hearing officer, unquote. Lower Iowa courts have been satisfied that the system is constitutional because it is the police department and not the private company that ultimately makes the decision to issue a speeding ticket.
All right, so let's sort of stop here and parse this out a little bit. And I want to see if I understand what the lower courts have ruled. Well, it might be a private company that, you know, has a monopoly that, you know, operates all of these cameras and, you know, they're connected with the mayor and the city council or, you know, the governor, the governor's brother, whatnot. They just wind up giving a bunch of information to the police. And then
right.
The police wind up writing the tickets based solely on the information provided to them by a private company that wound up getting this sweetheart contract.
I'm going to read the next line, and we can talk about this a little bit more. Quote, there is never a citation issued that does not get reviewed and approved by a police officer, unquote. Gatso attorney Paul Burns told the justices, according to court documents, Gatso receives $25 per citation.
So
one could say...
You've got this company that winds up giving tips, if you will, to local police, and for every tip they give, they get $25. Well, they're incentivized to then wind up giving tips to the police.
Exactly, and that's what this really amounts to. They have a vested interest in more traffic tickets.
Right.
It's not just that they're providing the cameras, and the police are operating them, the police are making up their own rules about this. Gatso, this company that runs these things, gets a financial incentive per violation.
Yeah, this says per citation. This doesn't say per conviction.
Right. That's a good point.
So if somebody winds up winning, and you know, we know that somewhere near 90% of people wind up taking a plea, and then of the 10% that don't take pleas, like 97% wind up being found guilty.
Right.
So, you know, it's basically $25 per conviction. But, yeah, there's definitely more on this to get into. Plus, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquor chaps, super mega fish oil, or dog-assage shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call, bring up whatever is on your mind. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And did you know that you can mine Bitcoin at home without having to worry about expensive equipment, upgrades, maintenance, high utility bills, etc.? You can do that at pool.bitcoin.com. Make Bitcoin every day like Mark and Ian do. They're the two main hosts, the creators of this show, and they mine Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website is easy to use, and you can calculate what you might make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Not just that, but you can also help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. You're not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. You're doing activism while you sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. Let's jump back into the story out of Iowa about the woman, Marla Leaf, who has taken a $75 speeding ticket all the way to the Iowa Supreme Court. And before we get back into the article, there have been, you know, some discussions about the specifics of this particular case, to where there's a private company, Gatso, I'm guessing, Incorporated, that they have a contract, at least with Cedar Rapids, probably more municipalities in Iowa, to where they provide information to local police, and then the police decide to issue the tickets. And now that decision could be kind of like the FISA court, to where it's supposed to be an oversight, but it's just rubber stamping everything. And Gatso winds up receiving $25 per citation.
Pretty sweet deal there.
Now, aside from the whole fact that, and Chris, you mentioned this at the beginning of the show, to where we're supposed to be able to face our accusers. How do you wind up questioning and cross-examining a camera? And then there's also the question of how reliable are these cameras? How often are they calibrated? Who does the calibration? Is it Gadso calibrating their own stuff and saying, yep, we calibrated, it looked good to us?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just kind of poking around their website, and they do red light enforcement, speed enforcement, railroad crossing, school bus stop arms, all kinds of stuff.
And then there's the other question that is the more philosophical question of, well, why not just pay the, it's only $75.
Right, just
why
pay
not
it, be
just
done with
pay it?
It?
Because I can almost guarantee you, unless she found a lawyer to work pro bono, she has spent at least 100 times that on lawyers.
I don't doubt it at all.
She's probably spent 100 times that just on legal fees for, paying for copies of stuff and court fees.
Filings.
You've got filing deadlines. And then you add lawyer fees, which aren't cheap.
Yeah.
So why not just pay it?
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. But again, if everybody does that, everybody just pays it. You know what? I'm just going to pay this ticket. Well, guess what, folks? Nothing changes. We need people like Ms. Leaf to make us stink.
Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate here and disagree. You said if everybody just pays the fines, nothing changes. Things change, just not for the better.
Exactly.
They wind up, people are just paying all of these tickets. Let's just make more things illegal. It's illegal to wear black shoes with white soles.
Right.
So now, Daryl, every time you go running, here's your $75 ticket.
Our study shows that if people pay a $75 ticket, they'll still pay a $100 ticket. So let's just increase the price. It's absurd.
Okay, so then how do we promote, good behavior without having rules that punish bad behavior?
Is it government's role to promote good behavior?
What do you mean? I'm gonna say that to a degree. I think if you're living amongst people, I think it benefits everyone if everyone agrees to certain standards of living. Yeah.
Do you need a government to do that?
I think, what do you mean? Well, if enough people agree, then that's what happens.
It does. It just becomes part of what things are. And another interesting thing, because we talk about speeding. Yeah, I grew up in a really, really rural area on the West Coast, in Oregon.
More rural something is, the less government you need, because there's not as many people living amongst each other that you have to really worry about fighting with one another.
My point is we had a lot of rural roads, a lot of dirt roads. You had a lot of just highways in the middle of nowhere that weren't well patrolled. And you didn't have crazy high accident rates, despite the fact that you didn't really have cops.
Right. And at one time, it wasn't that long ago that the state of Montana did not have a statewide speed limit.
Right. The point is when I was driving along on some roads, I knew how fast was safe. And I drove that fast. I probably pushed it right to the edge.
I've driven on roads to where if you're going 10 miles over the speed limit, you're in the way. You're obstructing traffic.
Right. Yeah. And that's the other thing. There used to be I don't have a stat in front of me, but that it was a basic understanding that it was the differential of speed and not speed
that
caused more accidents.
According to people that study this and come up with, here's how it should be calculated, those people say that speed limits should be set at the 85th percentile of what people regularly drive on that road, whereas local governments generally set the speed limit at the 50th percentile because they know, now we can wind up catching more speeders.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. And the D.C. Beltway is one. I used to live in Maryland, and that's one I always think about. When traffic is flowing along like it normally flows along, it's a 55-mile-an-hour zone, and most of it flows at 70. There was a story that came out several years ago. They were wondering why traffic seemed to come to a grinding halt around the same time every morning on the Beltway. What happened? From 6 to 8 a.m., traffic is just spinning, right?
Yep.
Going along 70 miles an hour. It turned out that there was this one government employee, and this was a story that was in the Washington Post, that would get on and refuse to go over the speed limit, and he would always be in the far left-hand lane on the highway.
Wow.
So basically, he could cause a massive slowdown of a 66-mile ring of huge traffic just by going the speed limit in the passing lane.
So let's jump back into this article, again, out of Iowa, story from NPR. It will be posted on the Facebook and the Twitter.
Yep. And we're going to hop back in here.
There's a quote from LaRue, who is the attorney for the plaintiff here, Marla Leaf, arguing about the safety concerns.
Sure.
And the discrepancy.
Yep. So I'm going to say LaRue also argued that there is no valid safety reason for the camera system on Interstate 380, also the site of alleged speeding violations by the other parties to the case. He said the cameras don't issue tickets to semi-trailers and government vehicles, calling the discrepancy arbitrary and a violation of equal protection.
I would have to agree. It's complete. If you decide the speeding laws only apply to people named Chris, Heather, and Daryl, and nobody else.
Right. No government agents. That's pretty clear. The camera systems work by focusing on back license plates, which government vehicles do not have in Iowa. Patricia Kropf, an attorney for the city, told the court that the excluded vehicles are, quote, just not in the database that we need to use to do this in a cost-effective manner, unquote. Burns also claimed that photographs taken of front license plates would potentially pose privacy concerns because the faces of passengers in the vehicle might be included.
Well, it would also possibly include the face of the driver.
Right.
And absent the face of the driver, I want you to prove that I was operating this vehicle.
Right, because I've never let anybody else drive my vehicle. Of course people do. So, yeah, you get a ticket in the mail, and it's your buddy or your kid or your significant other.
Right.
The future of certain speed cameras is up in the air across the state, the Gazette News writes. In March 2015, the Iowa Department of Transportation ordered 10 of 34 camera locations on primary highways and interstates around the state turned off, and another three moved or modified, stating they didn't improve the safety of the highway system. After losing on appeal to the Iowa DOT director, the cities of Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, and Muscatine, three of six cities in Iowa with traffic cameras on state highways or interstates under Iowa's DOT control, sued in June 2015 to keep the cameras on.
And this case, again, heard yesterday in the Iowa Supreme Court. I'm definitely going to try keeping an eye out for any results. And hopefully we'll have a follow-up fairly soon. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.